today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program. Today is a special. For today's discussion and program, we want to talk about how to strengthen the faith. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum. Today, Tuesday, is the 7th of the month of Sha'ban 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the nights of Isban 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 28th of February 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We would like to bless our program with some ayahs and verses of the Holy Quran. And for today's special program, we want to start it with Surah Al-Anfal, ayahs 2 and 3. Let's listen and then we'll continue our program.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون.
The believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts become fearful, and when His verses are recited to them, it increases them in faith, and upon their Lord they rely.
الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
The ones who establish prayer, and from what we have provided them, they spend.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The true believers are those who are in the awe of Allah because of His glorification and veneration. That is, when their speech is delivered upon Allah's justice, retribution, and power, they dread. And when their speech is about His bounties, kindness, graces, and rewards, they feel peace in themselves. Moreover, whenever a believer remembers the divine bounties and forgiveness of Allah, he obtains a favorable opinion and he rests. But when he remembers his own sins, he becomes inconvenient and anxious. Strengthening the faith. Faith and taqwa are two things that must be owned by humans in order to carry out the command of Allah as well as possible. If we do not have the faith, it will certainly bring laziness to carry out all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Creating and nurturing a connection with Allah is the fastest and most beneficial way to increase faith. This is the foundational requirement for strengthening the faith in Allah. Every Muslim suffers from dips in their faith. We all go through the highs and lows of life, and our faith can often be severely affected by it. Regardless of how religious or pious you see yourself to be, everyone experiences increases and decreases in faith throughout their life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. In this very session, we're trying to talk about the ways to strengthen our beliefs, or iman. So the path towards iman, the path towards strengthening the iman is quite clear, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear for humanity and for the mankind. Anyone that enters into this path with his wisdom and with his nature and fitrah, so he undoubtedly will find the way without any ambiguity. So that's why through the path of iman, the righteous action can be shown and can find and can be materialized. Naturally, we can say that the iman, the righteous actions are a good sign and signal for a strong belief or iman. So it means that there is sort of a mutual contact or mutual effects between iman and righteous actions, between beliefs and righteous actions. As much as we strengthen our beliefs, our righteous actions and right activities and right actions would be more and would be seen even more in the eyes of ourselves and others. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge that if this action is righteous or not. But as a human being, we can understand that what we have done is based on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us or not. And is it based on the inner belief that we have gained or not? But it doesn't mean that we have to show it off and actually talk about it in front of others.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
How to strengthen the faith. Believe in Allah's mercy. Believing in Allah's mercy is an important aspect of religion. No matter how low you are feeling right now, just remember that this too shall pass. Allah is closer to you than your jugular vein. He loves you more than 70 mothers. He will never abandon you. Just trust Him with all your heart and hand over your affairs to Him. Allah also states in the Holy Quran, He is the most merciful. In Surah Zumar, Ayah 53, we read, Despair not of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Perform the religious deeds with sincere intention and watch how your faith boosts up.
You are the hope for our globe. Don't give up now. no despair. There's nothing you can't repair. You can change this world to a better world with your souls, with your souls.
Types of certainty. Certainty has degrees. These degrees are referred to in the Quran as certain knowledge, to see with the eye of certainty and certain truths. The verses 5 and 7 of Surah Takafur say, "Nay, if you had known with certain knowledge, you should most certainly have seen hell. Then you shall most certainly see it with the eye of certainty." Refer to the first and second degrees, respectively, and verse 95 of Surah Al-Waqi'ah states, "Most surely this is a third and truth," which refers to the third degree of conviction.
The Day of Judgment, brothers and sisters, is called, one of the names of the Day of Judgment is Yawmul Hasra. Hasra means regret. It's like when you missed out on something. Imagine they tell you there was this huge sale where everything was 90% off at your favorite store, and you only find out after it finishes. What's that feeling that you have? That's called Hasra. Why didn't I know earlier? Why didn't I take advantage? That regret, it's called Hasra. Why is it called the Day of Hasra? One reason is because we will regret sinning, obviously. We will regret not praying, doing all those good deeds. I will see other individuals who I knew in the community did so much good, but I didn't. So obviously I will have regret. But another reason is because of all the wasted time that I will find in my book of A'mal. You know, Allah will give us a book of A'mal on the Day of Judgment. Every single thing is mentioned in it. Everything. Can you imagine? How many volumes is that book? Only Allah knows. For some of us that like to chat and chatter the whole day, it's probably 1,000 volumes. Every single lol that I sent on WhatsApp or text messages, you'll find everything there. The Holy Quran mentions that clearly. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Many individuals, the Quran says, who had not done their job in this dunya, their obligations towards Allah, when they look at their book of A'mal, and it may be a digital book, we don't know. The Quran says a book, but it could be something digital. They will say, oh my God, what type of book is this? Everything, small, large, it's mentioned in it. So you're just looking through your book, and you see all this wasted time on social media. I could have easily, at least some of that time, done some good deeds. Why didn't I?
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Today is a Special. For more information, do not forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
Me home, I thank with every breath I take.